This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Holper's Pest Control and Animal Solutions. I'm your host, Rich Horace, and I am absolutely thrilled to be here with you today. We've got a fantastic show lined up, filled with expert advice and tips to make your home the coziest and safest place it can be. I have in-house with me today, a true master of the trade in the studio, someone who has dedicated their life to keeping our homes warm, safe, and clean. That's right, folks. We are talking about chimney sweeps, the unsung heroes of home maintenance. And not just any chimney sweep. I've got a true legend here, Greg Boss, owner and master sweep from English Sweep. Don't forget, stay tuned with us also for my On the Road with Rich segment and my hack every week. You don't want to miss that. But for now, sit back and get ready to learn some secrets of chimney care and how to ensure your family's well-being this winter. We've got a lot to cover. I can't wait to dive in. But first, I want to welcome our expert guest here, Greg Boss with English Sweep. How are you doing today, Greg?
I'm doing phenomenal, Rich.
Awesome, awesome. This is, you know, this is a big topic. This is definitely something to pay attention to and really know and understand. So I'm sure we will have a lot of great information to pass along and get out there, and some great stories because we've worked together here for quite a while too, between, you know, you guys and Mosby and everything. But I want to just kind of start out, you know, with your background. You know, how did you get started? What got you to be a master sweep? And what got you to start English Sweep?
Well, I was, at the time, I already had a child, and I was working at Steak and Shake, and they were going to 24 hours, and I was already one of the youngest managers, troubleshooting managers. I was working 16 to 18 hours already, and I decided I needed to change what I was doing for a living. I wanted to be home with my family and be that dad that was there. So a gentleman from English Sweep hired me, and I basically came out and worked with them in the fall and the next year. Mm-hmm. And then he had some medical issues. And in 85, I actually bought the business from him. And nice. My daughter had just turned like 3 months old, and I had her in my arm, and I was an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And that's how I got started.
Yeah, what a good feeling, though. And you know what? I totally understand. I kind of, you know, didn't change direction of career, but I did the same kind of thing, you know, having my own business for a while and doing my own work and everything. And, you know, I remember it was like a distinct moment. I came home and my son was taller than the kitchen countertop. And I went, when did he get there? You know, like, and I like live with these people, you know, it's not like, but working so much, that was the day I just kind of said, you know, I should maybe take off some hats and go do something with somebody else and just not try and be everything to everyone, you know. And it was probably the best thing I ever did in my life, you know, coming to Mosby, making that decision, getting with the right people and everything. And, you know, you guys, I mean, you've built, you know, quite a large team here over time. And you know, looking at the website and all the people there, can you kind of just talk about your team and maybe the, you know, company culture a little bit and how you're just handling everything?
Well, I'd love to, but let me just step back just for a second.
Sure.
But in 85, I started sweeping, and then I found out there was a convention in town. The past owner never was involved with our national guild at that time. And I'm like, hey, there's other guys out there doing this, other companies. So I got certified right away. Mm-hmm. I also went to masonry school because we deal with a lot of bricks.
Yes.
So I had to learn how to lay brick. So from there, I started just working and just found out there was a lot more than just taking a brush with a top hat and tails on, pushing it up, get on top of, stand on top of a chimney and pushing a brush down. I learned a lot more. So I dove into education. I got certified. I became a master sweep where I learned basically how a house and a chimney work together. I learned how the dryer vents out and how air pressure changes, how air pressure changes on top of a chimney, how wood stoves, all this stuff works. So I went through all these classes and taking the education to learn that. But my dream and my goal as a young man was to be a business owner or an accountant. That's what I thought I was going to be back in high school.
Yeah.
And it took me about 20 years to figure out that I did not wear a suit and tie and I did not work for somebody else, but I was working for myself. I was that business owner. I was that accountant. And I was running the business. But where we got to today, 30 strong, is basically just treating people like they want to be treated and having that great culture of extraordinary people achieving extraordinary results.
Yeah.
You know, they're out there doing this every day. And with our 30 strong, we have a master mason, two of them that basically do all of our brickwork, tuck pointing.
Yeah.
We fix leaky chimneys. We're tinners, so we can go out and just actually literally work on if there's a water leak around a chimney. You know, don't call a roofer, don't call the tuck pointer, call us because we're going to look at everything from top to bottom, and that's how we train our guys. But the 30 strong, most everybody except for some of the new people are all certified in either putting liners in, tuck pointing brickwork. You know, whatever we need, gas appliance, we have the most certified gas technicians in Missouri that work on gas fireplaces.
Awesome.
So that's how we got there today. But we treat our team as a win-win. We also have ideal work conditions. Most of the guys start around 6 and they're off around 2:30. So they still have quality of life. And we pay a fair wage. We're out there saving people's homes every day, and that's a lot of talent. So it's ongoing training and everything else. Plus, our guys love our culture of giving back to the community. We give back to the community all the time, like with Sons of American Legions.
Yeah, that's great.
Dads with autistic children. Just got done doing a fundraiser for them.
Nice.
We just gave $2,400 to Stray Rescue. This month is, we call it Sweep Away Cancer Month. So every time we go out and do a home service sweep, we give money back to Sweep Away Cancer, which 100% of that goes out to people in need. Next month is Sweep Away Hunger, where we get canned goods and we give everybody $10 off every time they book an appointment in November. And then toys for tots given to the children around Christmas time. And we ask our customers to donate an unwrap gift. And we're just always trying to give back to our community. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, no. And I think that's, you know, having that perception of things and wanting to not just help, but then also wanting to do more, you know, within your industry and, you know, starting out and kind of going, okay, well, wow, there's more to this. You know, we run into a lot of bricks because, a lot of old houses and a lot of chimneys are brick, most of them. So, you know, it makes sense. And that's what you know, I've loved about you guys working with you through Mosby, as far as, you know, coming in and going, yeah, we can do all of it. I even remember one years ago where, you know, you guys did all the brick masonry and all of that, the fire bricks and the box were bad and they, all this stuff. And there was stuff bad on the way up. And we had our own brick mason then. And we were like, well, yeah, no, even he was like, yeah, just that they could, you know, they're qualified to do all that. Go at it. We'll do, we got plenty of other things to do. And it just worked out so well, you know, getting through that project and everything and having, so it makes sense if you learn and know and want to do more, then you get into the leaks and, you know, cause you do the metal caps, all that stuff. So yeah, like you said, we're tenors. So why not do everything, you know, why not get to the flashing, all that stuff. I think that's totally awesome. But what I did want to kind of, you know, really trigger into here is just kind of like, let's talk that safety stuff. You know, we talk all the time about, yeah, you should, you know, clean it out, this and that. But I guess maybe to start off, to educate people, you know, what can happen or what happens if people don't take care of their chimney? What if you don't remove, you know, the creosote and all that stuff? You know, what could happen there?
Well, you're going to have a red truck pull up with hoses and water and yeah, a lot of men running into your house. You know, you can have a chimney fire, you know, especially like this hot summer that we had. And people, you know, we had more of a mild winter last year. Yeah. And, you know, people still had fires. And they go like, oh, I'm good. But that dryness over the summer basically dries out that soot. And you have, you go, oh, I'll just have one fire. I was going to have a fire this weekend. And all of a sudden, a spark gets up there and ignites the creosote. But what we're finding out even more, you know, having your, just not wood, it's gas. I mean, we just had, like, we were at a house the other day, and they go, hey, our gas got shut off. Thank God it wasn't really cold out. But we had to go out there, and we found leaks in the gas line, leak in the person who had installed the gas logs. And he had a potential of blowing up their house, you know, or, you know, having carbon monoxide, you know, if your damper's not open, or if you had a bird's nest come in, or, you know, some kind of nesting happening.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we talk just fireplace and gas logs, there's even more. The furnace flue, you know, we, you know, where your furnace and water heater vent out, we deal with so many unblocked flues there where people don't know that's blocked. And, hey, my furnace keeps shutting off. My water heater doesn't work right. I'll buy another one. And, and then it ends up, it was just a venting issue. And we're venting experts. That's what we really do. We make sure that the smoke, the carbon monoxide is all contained and goes out of your chimney safely. And that's what is the biggest thing we do at this time of year. We get everybody ready because, you know, the big man's going to come down the chimney. You know, everybody's going to be having those warm fireplace memories around the fireplace. And they have those memories all year long by the fireplace. You buy a house because of the hearth room. That's for the celebrations. You want something that's attractive, but you want to make sure it's functionally and working properly.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, something you just kind of mentioned, I would wonder with, you know, furnaces and water heaters, you know, because a lot of them people are upgrading to the direct vent outside and stuff like that. So are you finding a lot of them that, you know, like the furnace flue then isn't sized properly anymore because, you know, maybe they took the furnace off and the water heater is the only thing on it now? Or, you know, you run into things like that with those furnace and water heater flues?
Well, yes. Part of our evaluation inspection when we come out, we, you know, checking everything from the fireplace all the way to the top of the roof. We get on top, we get up there, and we have cameras. We run up through the system. But then when we go downstairs to check the furnace water heater, oh, yeah, you got a new furnace put in. Now you got a, what we call an orphan water heater. That might be 3-4 inches going up a flue that's, you know, 9-10 times its size. And those gases aren't getting out. So there's low levels of carbon monoxide in the basement. So we come out, we properly size the water heater flue or the furnace flue and water heater, because a lot of those old beast furnaces had 8, 9, 10 inch flues, exhaust pipes going into the chimney. And now they're down to 4 or 5 inches. So we do a lot of interior lining for the furnace and water heater flues also.
Yeah, no, exactly. And you know, it's so important to have that proper size to keep that functioning well. And, you know, I'm surprised that it gets missed so much when these things get changed and all of that. But yeah, they'll just go through and do it and end up with the wrong size and everything. So if people are looking for some information, you know, maybe they want to have you come out, clean their chimney, inspect things, you know, inspect the venting, all that. How can people find you? How can they get a hold of you?
Well, you just go to EnglishSweep.com. Our phone number is 636-225-3340. And just give us a call. We deal a lot with even with the sales of home, how they've been going, you know, without being inspected. A lot of people haven't had their fireplace or furnace flues inside or their dryer vent, you know, because inspections just have not been done. Just did a dryer vent today that literally had a 1-inch hole for a 4-inch vent, and they were wondering why they had to replace their dryer vent twice, their dryer twice.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And that's a whole nother story subject of, you know, not getting inspections and buying homes and getting into all that stuff. But so we're going to get into our first break here. Great topics, great conversations. I want everybody to hang in there. We'll be back with my hack here in just a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, guys, we are back. Right at Home with Rich, and it's brought to you by Holper's Pest and Animal Solutions. And, you know, it's time for Rich's Hack, and, you know, we're having this great conversation here with Greg Boss from English Sweep, and we're, you know, talking chimneys and safety. And, you know, I was thinking about heat and started thinking, well, heat loss, you know, how do you prevent yourself from losing so much heat out your house? And, you know, your windows are responsible for about 25% to 30% of your heating use, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. So kind of looking at the easiest way, a little bit of weather stripping, simple and probably the most cost-effective way, you know, to help keep those heating costs down. But how do you know if you need to do that? Are your seals tight or not? It's a real simple, easy check. Basically, just close your door or window on a strip of paper. Pull the paper. If the paper slides easily and you can just pull it right in, you're going to want to update your weather stripping. Get that to a tighter seal and really try and keep that heat inside your house. So simple, easy test where everyone will know if they need to do any work on their windows or doors and keep the heat in the house. So if you want to hear this hack or any of my hacks every week, you can find them all on my social media. Just search Rich Orris Mosby. You can find them on Facebook real easy. I like to keep it simple, easy, and effective for all you guys out there. And I also want to put out there real quick, a little touch here on Holper's Pest Control. So, you know, they treated my house for termites. They take care of all of my stuff. They have great service, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So they've been around for over 20 years. They service everywhere, St. Louis, Jefferson, St. Charles counties, all the surrounding counties. Give them a call. Check them out, 314-310-0338 or holperspest.com. Again, that's holperspest.com. They can take care of anything you need, guys. So let's get back into this, Greg. I'm really, loving this conversation, talking about all these different things that you do. And I wanted to kind of touch on, a job that I had, kind of get into my On the Road with Rich here, because, it's one we worked together on years back. And, it was actually a roofing project that involved a lot of, counter flashing and some tuck pointing, and they had some stucco. And I think around their chimney, they had some stucco around the chimney that had gone bad. And so I brought you guys in to do that inspection, kind of really, camera that thing, make sure everything's right with it. And you found they needed a liner, all this different stuff. But the one thing that I really liked about it too was, old house in Webster Groves. And so they were kind of like, all right, the whole top, it had the masonry cap and the big, pipes that stood up and all this stuff. It was kind of cool looking. And we were like, all right, how do we redefine this and make this something that goes with the house and fix it all at the same time? And you guys came up with this giant custom copper chimney cap. And it had the, couple of those tall pipes on it and stuff. And this thing was fabulous looking. And with all the, different tiles and the copper counter flashings and the copper valleys on the roof, I mean, it absolutely looked fabulous. So I thought that was, really cool kind of subject to talk about today a little bit is, some of that custom stuff. And those really cool chimney caps that you guys have done, because you fixed his chimney and you put the liner in and did some brickwork for us and got all that stuff working awesome too. But can you just touch on like that custom cap and how you guys do stuff like that?
Well, it's a pleasure to always work with you. And this is a quick plug for Holpers. We basically, we call them for our animal removal when there's a raccoon or squirrels that I don't want to leave inside in there. So,
and I'm really with you. I don't want to mess with those things either. Let them handle that.
Let them deal with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we our specialty is older homes. We deal with the old, historic homes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to have a certain kind of mortar. You have to have a certain kind of look in that area. And that's what we specialize. So yeah, our specialized custom tops, we try to find out what the customer really wants, what their concerns are, and what their needs, and be able to address all of it at one time. I mean, sometimes somebody wants, I want this, this, and this, but it won't let their appliances be efficient or run properly. And you have to change those, just change their ideas a little bit and come up with solutions. And that's what we do. Basically, we use an acronym for SWEEPS, which
What's
is
that?
Safety. It's work ethic, it's efficiency, education, being professional, and then solutions. So it's
awesome.
All about solutions. What solutions can we come up to complement your house? Because this is your home, that's where you live at, and you want to have the eye appeal of the house, that everybody likes. Hey, I like that top. I like how it looks up there. Because it's funny, Rich, how many people don't really know they even have a chimney until they find mortar laying on the ground or a brick on the ground,
yeah.
Or they get their gas turned off and like, well, I didn't think I had a chimney. Well, most every house has a chimney, even if it may not even have a fireplace.
Yeah.
But it has a chimney, and it needs to be maintained. But, yeah, doing the custom top, doing the brickwork, the stone, some houses, stone was put up and it's all falling apart because it didn't have the support system. You know, now we have to go build it back up and get the support system right. But, we're out there. Whatever the problem is, we can take care of it. And, again, we make it so that it doesn't leak ever again.
Yeah. No, and I love that. Finding out, good solutions at the end of that. Because, that's kind of what I'm trying to do every day. And I get people with the same stuff. They'll say, well, what kind of windows do you guys install? And I'm like, all of them? Where are you? What does your house deserve? What do you want in it? What are you looking for? It's finding what they're after and the area and the things that fit. So, we're not just kind of like exterior company trying to push a certain window to make a profit, or to sell so many of them because the window company, helps you out if you do. You just, what suits that person, their home, the area, and it's offering that stuff up, And then again, it's knowing some areas too, you can only do certain things. They won't let you put a vinyl window in Ladue or some of these places. So it's knowing that you even can't.
Yeah.
Because I've been in the houses where someone did and they just didn't pull the proper permitting and they just, they're there and it's like, oh, wow, they were not supposed to do that. Being a good advisor is kind of, how I look at that role, and coming up with those great solutions. But let's get a little bit into your guys's services that you specialize in. So we kind of talked about chimney inspections, but are there other, services that you guys specialize in, how you can help people out?
Well, yeah, besides being masons, doing tip pointing, chimney caps, keeping animals out, right now everybody's talking about the stink bugs, we put top ceiling dampers that basically like a mason jar on top to keep those stink bugs from coming down your chimney. And coming out
wow.
Your flue.
Yeah.
So when that's applicable, we do that. But, what do? We also clean dryer vents. We install and gas logs. We put them in. We take them out. Gas inserts. With the heating costs and inflation, people are looking for other ways to heat their house. We put wood stoves in, inserts. Basically, anything that has to be done with that fireplace, we do. And we put in properly. We meet all the standards and codes, and we follow our ethics that we want to do things right the first time, and have less maintenance for the homeowner. And that's where we sign up a lot of people to get their fireplace and inspect it and service at the end of the year. So when it gets into a cold weather like this weekend here in October, people aren't going, oh, I gotta get my fire scheduled. And at this time of year, everybody's thinking about it. So you're farther out on schedule and you have to wait, even though you have a family function. But we try again, think about the our customers out there, our friends that have fireplaces, and get them scheduled and get them taken care of before the season gets up there. But another thing we do is deal with makeup errors. You were talking about just windows and the seals and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So you have a newer furnace, new water heater. You got new windows, new insulation, making the house more airtight. Now the house is starving for air and the appliances are smoking. There's issues or your gas appliances downstairs, your water heater might be setting off the carbon monoxide tester because it doesn't get enough makeup air in there. And we have a solution for that by bringing fresh air into the house and bringing the right amount of air so all the appliances work right. Especially with those new kitchen hoods and stuff that get put in that are too powerful. And even the bathroom vents now are more powerful than ever before. And they put a havoc on the fireplace. We go, oh, my fireplace smells like a campfire or it smokes. The whole house filled up with smoke. Well, again, having us out there, making sure it's not blocked, make sure the damper is open, and make sure that you're getting the right amount of airflow to make that appliance work right is what we do. So we just deal with all the venting. And a quick little story, we did a house up by Umsel where they spent almost $1 million on a new slate roof, brickwork, gutters, all that, because they had a water leak. We came out and looked at everything from top to bottom, and we found out that the solution was putting up a $700 lining, aluminum liner sleeve into the water heater and furnace solved all their issues. So when you got water around your chimney, you should have us out there fully, because we're not like a lot of these, you know, $99 guys. Like, hey, we can fix anything, and they just, they put some tar up there and they're done. So we fix it right the first time to make it last. We treat people like they're our own mom and dad, and we want to do it right the first time.
Yeah, no, I love that. I think that is totally awesome. I do want to remind everybody before our break here that we have a couple actual promotions going on here at Mosby Building Arts. So we have a kitchen sale and a door and window sale. They're both kind of the same. You can get 12 months, no payments, no interest, or you can get a 5% discount and still have low monthly payments on some financing if you would like it. So offer ends November 15th. You got to get in, get your appointment scheduled with us before the 15th so we can get you going. So we're going to get into our final break here, and we'll be right back with more after this.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, guys, we are back here. Final segment of Ride at Home with Rich. A reminder, this is all brought to you by Holper's Pest Control and Animal Solutions. Gotta love them. But we're having a great, great conversation with Greg here. And I'll tell you, Greg, with English Sweep, I'm going to put that out there. I want to right now, just let's go through how people can contact us, because this conversation is so good, I don't want to forget at the end. So how can people find you guys, get your information, and get you out there to help them out?
Well, yeah, you can just go to our website, EnglishSweep.com. We have live operators that will basically answer your phone at 636-225-3340.
Awesome. Yeah. And for Mosby, guys, I know I just talked about our promotions and everything. If you're looking for like a remodel and it's going to involve, like a fireplace, chimney, different stuff, we're going to get people like Greg here involved, on those projects for us. So you can get a hold of Mosby here at 314-909-1800 or call mosby.com, or you can simply walk into our West Argonne shop here, 115 West Argonne, 63122. You can talk to people there. Set up your appointment, find out more information about us live. If you love that personal touch, stop in and check us out. You'll absolutely love it. So getting back to this, I wanted to kind of touch on, I saw something on your website about chimney emergency service. And I was like, oh, wow. So that's pretty interesting, because at first, I was kind of like what you were saying in the first segment, is like, I thought all chimney emergency services involved the fire department. But, and I had my own little story too, that happened to me one time in our old house that we lived in before we moved. We had a wood burning fireplace, and I had started a fire. And I mean, I was just getting it started. It probably wasn't going for 5, maybe 10 minutes. Hops, and this storm rolled in, and it just literally, the winds must have been whipping some crazy way that they never do, and it backdrafted my fireplace straight down and was just filling the house with smoke. And I'm like trying to put it out, throwing water and stuff on it. There's smoke coming everywhere, the logs are embering. And I am literally picking the logs up and running them out to the backyard, and just to get them out of the fireplace so I can stop this smoke from like totally. And then we got this storm going, it's pouring down rain, the winds are, we got doors open and windows open, and we're trying to air the house out. I mean, it was such a crazy thing. It was the only time it ever happened to us. But, you know, I was just interested in maybe some of your stories and what exactly you guys, you know, what are some of those chimney emergency services that you do? And, you know, what have you done for people with that cases like that?
Well, I'm just going to go right off what you just said there. If you have fire coming back in or smoke coming back in, just take a towel, soak it with water, throw it on her. Don't try to move your logs. You're going to burn.
I'd probably burn my house down. Yeah, I know. I was panicking. I'm telling you.
You're going to get holes in your rug. Your wife won't be happy about it, or on your floors. But yeah, throw a wet towel in it. The steam will expand and it will actually help put out that fire. But you know, you talked about emergency services. So we get emergency services as, hey, my gas has been turned off because my flue's blocked. We'll come out there within 24 to 30 hours and get it unblocked for you. Priority service. For yeah. Realtors, you know, they wait to the 9th or 10th day a lot of times. Yeah. Oh, we got our chimney inspected. We'll make a priority service for that.
Gotcha.
We get people call, I smell gas. And then we go, first thing to do is call 911, you know, because again, 24 to 30 hours, your house could blow up. If your carbon monoxide's going off detector downstairs or by your fireplace, again, call 911 and then get us on the schedule to get out there and take care of that priority service for you and get your heat back on or, you know, and get your fireplace working again. But that's what our priority service is about. That safety, it's all about that safety and keeping it fire contained, you know, keep fire in its place, you know, for those warm fireplace memories. You also talked about custom covers and what we do. Yeah. I mean, we put gas inserts in, gas logs that are very efficient so that you can get more out of your fireplace efficiently-wise. We have people, like a couple we just had, they're in their late 80s, and they're afraid of their gas fireplace. We went in and put a beautiful electric fireplace in for them so they can use it all year long, either with heat or without heat, and just had the flames going. So we have those alternatives.
Those are cool.
They are really cool. They've come a long way. And there's a lot of homes, you know, down like the Holly Hills area or down the city, that have fake fireplaces that, you know, we can put these electric fireplaces and our gas fireplaces in, and they can be functional with not a large cost of rebuilding their chimney and everything.
And I love those, too, because, you know, I don't know how much you've probably got this question a lot more than I have, but I've had several people, you know, when I'm looking at remodeling their houses and stuff, and they're in an older home and they've got this really old fireplace that they never use, but they don't really want to change the look. And they're like, well, can you just close off the chimney? Can you just make it not function? And I'm like, well, not without changing what's here. I can't have like this big open fireplace that like, if someone comes in and starts a fire, assuming there's a flue and there's not, you know, like it's not going to take long. But I did love your, you know, Greg's right at home hack here. Throw a wet towel over it. Don't carry the logs through your house. Right. Yeah. So that, what a great thing. But, you know, so talking about putting an electric one in the place of that, you know, would be a great solution, you know, for those people to say, well, let's put an electric one in and fill that void so that no one's tempted to come in and, you know, just like they think there's a fireplace, you know, don't VRBO your home or something and, you know, have logs around because they may start a fire thinking this thing works and it doesn't, you know. But I've heard that from a lot of people. They're just like, well, can't you just block it off? You know, what can you do with that? And I'm like, yeah, but you got to just change the whole front. You can't have it ready for a fire, right?
And there's a lot of people that kind of know what they know, and that's what they do. And so they'll block off a flue at the top. A roofer will go like, oh, we thought it was a dummy flue and block it off. You got your furnace and water heater still venting up it.
Yeah.
You know, if you close off a chimney or take it down, you still have this empty cavity that collects moisture. And now you just created a rainforest inside your house, and now you got your walls start getting moldy, and you got to deal with all that because you trapped water. That empty space, it's warm on the outside, cold on the inside, or vice versa during the winter, and you create moisture inside there. So people think, oh, I can take my chimney down and block it off. Now they just created another a monster, basically, inside their house.
Oh, so. Yeah, definitely. I've seen way too much of that where condensation is the culprit, and it's some sort of circumstance like that that you're dealing with. And everybody, you know, everybody always goes to the same thing. Well, call a roofer. I must have a roof leak. You know, is water coming from the top down? And a lot of times, especially in those older homes, it's not. It's just, you know, that condensation stuff going on by something that changed, you know, in the home like you were describing. But let's touch on some of your guys' programs. I saw that on your website, the referral rewards and frequent fires and all that stuff, because I love the way you talked about, you know, do your work after the season, and then that way it's ready for the next season. I think that's totally awesome. So can you explain these referral programs and programs you have for people?
Yeah, well, so like right now, a lot of people have called us out. Hey, I hear birds. I hear an animal in there. But like birds are protected. Chimney sweeps are protected. You know, $10,000 a bird if you remove them before they can fly. But so we'll come out now and we'll put caps on and get them done. And that way, and we'll get it all cleaned out, all that mess out of the house. Our referral program is we love working with contractors. We love referring other contractors and be there for them also. And we have a referral program that we pay them, you know, to refer us. And we'll get out there and get that taken care of for those contractors so they can work on what they specialize in. Our frequent fires is something that we do. Basically, anytime after March, all the way through the end of August, you can get our best price guarantee by getting your fireplace and chimney serviced at that time. While we're slower and before we get into the busy season. And that's why we have those couple programs. Plus, we're very involved with all the different chambers out there that we're basically trying to help people, educate people on what we do. So we're more than just a sweep company.
Yeah.
You know, we help people work with their disc profiles, and we help them learn more about how we can help them, you know, by the service we have. Cause we work with coaches, and our coaches have trained us how we can deal with personalities and things like that, and have dreams and goals for our team so they can achieve that. And we know how to speak to them with their personalities. Yeah. So we're just more than a sweep company. We're out there changing lives.
That.
And, you know, cause everybody wants, you know, they have that warm fireplace memories. So our tagline is we fix leaky, ugly, stinky chimneys, keep fire in its place so you can have those warm fireplace memories.
Yeah,
and that's what it's all about.
Totally
at the end
awesome,
of the day.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I love it. I appreciate that. I do want to remind everybody before we go, get in on that kitchen sale promotion, door and window sale promotion. Call us, set your appointments by November 15th to get into that program. 5% off with low monthly payments or 12 months, no payments, no interest. So, Greg, it was awesome. Loved having you here today. Great conversation. I appreciate you coming on. And for everybody else, I'll talk to you all next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, guys, we are back here. Final segment of Ride at Home with Rich. A reminder, this is all brought to you by Holper's Pest Control and Animal Solutions. Gotta love them. But we're having a great, great conversation with Greg here. And I'll tell you, Greg, with English Sweep, I'm going to put that out there. I want to right now, just let's go through how people can contact us, because this conversation is so good, I don't want to forget at the end. So how can people find you guys, get your information, and get you out there to help them out?
Oh, yeah. You can just go to our website, EnglishSweep.com. We have live operators that will basically answer your phone at 636-225-3340.
Awesome. Yeah. And for Mosby, guys, I know I just talked about our promotions and everything. If you're looking for like a remodel and it's going to involve, you know, like a fireplace, chimney, different stuff, we're going to get people like Greg here involved, you know, on those projects for us. So you can get a hold of Mosby here at 314-909-1800 or call Mosby.com, or you can simply walk into our West Argonne shop here, 115 West Argonne, 63122. You can talk to people there. Set up your appointment, find out more information about us live. If you love that personal touch, stop in and check us out. You'll absolutely love it. So getting back to this, I wanted to kind of touch on, I saw something on your website about chimney emergency service. And I was like, oh, wow. So that's pretty interesting, because at first, I was kind of like what you were saying in the first segment, is like, I thought all chimney emergency services involved the fire department. But, and I had my own little story too, that happened to me one time, in our old house that we lived in before we moved. We had a wood burning fireplace, and I had started a fire. And I mean, I was just getting it started. It probably wasn't going for 5, maybe 10 minutes. Hops, and this storm rolled in, and it just literally, the winds must have been whipping some crazy way that they never do, and it backdrafted my fireplace straight down and was just filling the house with smoke. And I'm like trying to put it out, throwing water and stuff on it. You know, there's smoke coming everywhere, the logs are embering. And I am literally picking the logs up and running them out to the backyard, you know, and just to get them out of the fireplace so I can stop this smoke from like totally. And then we got this storm going, it's pouring down rain, the winds are, we got doors open and windows open, and we're trying to air the house out. I mean, it was such a crazy thing. It was the only time it ever happened to us. But, you know, I was just interested in maybe some of your stories and what exactly you guys, you know, what are some of those chimney emergency services that you do? And, you know, what have you done for people with that cases like that?
Well, I'm just going to go right off what you just said there. If you have fire coming back in or smoke coming back in, just take a towel, soak it with water, throw it on her. Don't try to move your logs. You're going to
burn. I'd probably burn my house down. Yeah, I know. I was panicking. I'm telling you.
You're going to get holes in your rug. Your wife won't be happy about it, or on your floors. But yeah, throw a wet towel in it. The steam will expand, and it will actually help put out that fire. But, you know, you talked about emergency services. So we get emergency services as, hey, my gas has been turned off because my flue's blocked. We'll come out there. within 24 to 30 hours and get it unblocked for you. Priority service for realtors. You know, they wait to the ninth or 10th day. A lot of times, we got our chimney inspected. We'll make a priority service for that.
Gotcha.
We get people call, I smell gas. And then we go, first thing you do is call 911. You know, because again, 24 to 30 hours, your house could blow up. If your carbon monoxide's going off detector downstairs or by your fireplace, again, call 911 and then get us on the schedule to get out there and take care of that priority service for you and get your heat back on or, you know, and get your fireplace working again. But that's what our priority service is about. That safety, it's all about that safety and keeping it fire contained, you know, keep fire in its place, you know, for those warm fireplace memories. You also talked about custom covers and what we do. Yeah. I mean, we put gas inserts in, gas logs that are very efficient so that you can get more out of your fireplace efficiently-wise. We have people, like a couple we just had, they're in their late 80s, and they're afraid of their gas fireplace. We went in and put a beautiful electric fireplace in for them so they can use it all year long, either with heat or without heat, and just have the flames going. So we have those alternatives.
Are cool.
Really cool. They've come a long way. And there's a lot of homes, you know, down like the Holly Hills area or down the city, they have fake fireplaces that, you know, we can put these electric fireplaces and our gas fireplaces in, and they can be functional with not a large cost of rebuilding their chimney and everything.
And I love those, too, because, you know, I don't know how much you've probably got this question a lot more than I have, but I've had several people, you know, when I'm looking at remodeling their houses and stuff, and they're in an older home and they've got this really old fireplace that they never use, but they don't really want to change the look. And they're like, well, can you just close off the chimney? Can you just make it not function? And I'm like, well, not without changing what's here. I can't have like this big open fireplace that like, if someone comes in and starts a fire, assuming there's a flue and there's not, you know, like it's not going to take long. But I did love your, you know, Greg's right at home hack here. Throw a wet towel over it. Don't carry the logs through your house, right? Yeah. So that, what a great thing. So talking about putting an electric one in the place of that, you know, would be a great solution, you know, for those people to say, well, let's put an electric one in and fill that void so that no one's tempted to come in and, you know, just like they think there's a fireplace, you know, don't VRBO your home or something and, you know, have logs around because they may start a fire thinking this thing works and it doesn't, you know. But I've heard that from a lot of people. They're just like, well, can't you just block it off? You know, what can you do with that? And I'm like, yeah, but you got to just change the whole front. You can't have it ready for a fire, right?
And there's a lot of people that kind of know what they know, and that's what they do. And so they'll block off a flue at the top. A roofer will go like, oh, we thought it was a dummy flue and block it off. You got your furnace and water heater still venting up it.
Yeah.
You know, if you close off a chimney or take it down, you still have this empty cavity that collects moisture. And now you just created a rainforest inside your house, and now you got your walls start getting moldy, and you got to deal with all that because you trapped water. That empty space, it's warm on the outside, cold on the inside, or vice versa during the winter, and you create moisture inside there. So people think, oh, I can take my chimney down and block it off. Now they just created another a monster, basically, inside their house.
Definitely. I've seen way too much of that where condensation is the culprit. And it's some sort of circumstance like that that you're dealing with. And everybody, you know, everybody always goes to the same thing. Well, call a roofer. I must have a roof leak. You know, is water coming from the top down? And a lot of times, especially in those older homes, it's not. It's just, you know, that condensation stuff going on by something that changed, you know, in the home like you were describing. But let's touch on some of your guys' programs. I saw that on your website, the referral rewards and frequent fires and all that stuff, because I love the way you talked about, you know, do your work after the season, and then that way it's ready for the next season. I think that's totally awesome. So can you explain these referral programs and programs you have for people?
Yeah, well, so like right now, a lot of people have called us out. Hey, I hear birds. I hear an animal in there. But like birds are protected. Chimney sweeps are protected. You know, $10,000 a bird if you remove them before they can fly. But so we'll come out now and we'll put caps on and get them done. And that way, and we'll get it all cleaned out, all that mess out of the house. Our referral program is we love working with contractors. We love referring other contractors and be there for them also. And we have a referral program that we pay them, you know, to refer and refer us. And we'll get out there and get that taken care of for those contractors so they can work on what they specialize in. Our frequent fires is something that we do. Basically, anytime after March, all the way through the end of August, you can get our best price guarantee by getting your fireplace and chimney serviced at that time. While we're slower and before we get into the busy season. And that's what's that's why we have those couple programs. Plus, we're very involved with all the different chambers out there that we're basically trying to help people, educate people on what we do. So we're more than just a sweep company.
Yeah.
You know, we help people work with their disc profiles, and we help them learn more about how we can help them, you know, by the service we have. Cause we work with coaches, and our coaches have trained us how we can deal with personalities and things like that, and have dreams and goals for our team so they can achieve that, and we know how to speak to them with their personalities. Yeah. So we're just more than a sweep company. We're out there changing lives, and you know, because everybody wants, you know, they have that warm fireplace memories. So our tagline is: we fix leaky, ugly, stinky chimneys, keep fire in its place, so you can have those warm fireplace memories. Yeah, and that's what it's all about.
Totally
at the end
awesome,
of the day.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I love it. I appreciate that. I do want to remind everybody before we go, get in on that kitchen sale promotion, door and window sale promotion. Call us, set your appointments by November 15th to get into that program. 5% off with low monthly payments or 12 months, no payments, no interest. So, Greg, it was awesome. Loved having you here today. Great conversation. I appreciate you coming on. And for everybody else, I'll talk to you all next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.